Welcome to Final Fights, presented by Movies, Films, and Flicks. I am Mark Hoffmeyer, and joining me is a man who is recording this podcast while underneath some concrete and rebar. It's Adam Hodgins.
Hi. If the audio is a little bit tricky, it's because both buildings around me keep exploding. I'm not sure why, but forgive me if you hear any background noise.
So you have a front row seat. Well, not really a seat, more of like a front row.
Yeah, I'm a front row hiding in terror as well.
But you got a great view.
Great view. So here's the question. We've asked this in previous episodes of Final Fight. When do you think this Final Fight officially starts happening?
Okay, so obviously before it, Superman is battling the ship. It's grabbing him. The long nanobite arms are getting him.
Christopher, I want to say this, Mark.
Yeah.
And if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. But he was legitimately fighting a giant spider.
He was. He was fighting a giant spider.
He got it. They got their giant spider.
And then that got blown up by Christopher Maloney. And then Superman had to save Amy Adams. And then Zod comes out.
Right.
And that's when the final fight starts.
So I think the final fight starts when he takes off his armor.
Oh, really? So when they are on top of the skyscraper and he starts floating.
Yeah, when he's like, I'm with you, I'm equal with you now, I'm taking off the armor, I think that's when the final fight starts.
Basically when he says to him, I trained forever, you just trained on a farm.
What did you do, train on a farm? I love that.
Now, okay.
So we've never talked about this movie before, and I would say this is maybe the most divisive Superman movie.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, aside from Batman vs. Superman, this one is. I mean, Superman Returns, people did not enjoy, but it was still what people come to know about Superman. I think they didn't enjoy the movie, but the Superman was Superman.
Well, and that was what was made very clear in like the Sears Arrowverse crossover, was that Brandon Routh was a dynamite Superman, and we want more Brandon Routh Superman. We just don't want more of Bryan Singer.
Yeah. Right? Like, bring in – but I got to tell you, man, when I first watched Man of Steel, I was watching all the destruction, and this was before the backlash about it, the articles about $700 billion in damage, the $2 trillion economic impact, the 129,000 dead, the $12 million satellites being destroyed. I watched it, and I felt like it was excessive. I did not care, though, that Superman killed Zod, because
– no, he had to.
These Snyder films – a lot of people give Affleck flack. Oh, brother, I didn't mean to do that. For killing people in Batman vs. Superman. But you watch Michael Keaton. He kills henchmen in Batman 1989. He kills clowns in Batman Returns. Happily, he kills them. In Batman Begins, Batman looks at Ra's al Ghul and says, I'm not killing you, but I'm not saving you. He essentially let him die. So Batman in the comics, Batman in the movies had killed. So when Superman kills Zod and everyone was complaining that Superman can't kill, Superman has killed in the past. He has killed gods. He has killed these very powerful beings. He sent people to the Big Bang to kill them, essentially. Mm-hmm. So he didn't kill them, but the Big Bang did. And while watching this fight again and watching this movie again, Zod makes it explicitly clear that I am going to kill everybody. Nobody is safe. I am going to murder everybody. If he loves these people so much, you can mourn for them. I will not stop. Eventually, he almost asked Superman to kill him because he just says, I am never going to stop. These humans will suffer one by one. I have no people. Cruel is for the greater good of my people. I don't know. And maybe to the movie's fault, it's almost too clear. It's too on the nose. But I loved Henry Cavill's reaction to it. He did not want, you get what I'm saying? Superman.
I hear you. And here's the thing I want to say as well, because I agree with you 100%. 100%. Did you see the Russell Crowe Robin Hood movie?
I did.
Okay, so I loved that Russell Crowe Robin Hood movie. I thought it was great. But at the end of that movie, it was like, oh, now he's Robin Hood. And now you can make a sequel that would be a traditional Robin Hood movie. He's ready to tell that story now. Mm-hmm. And I felt like this was Superman learning how to be Superman. And I think that him killing Zod is what spurns him on to be like, no, I'm not going to kill anybody now.
You are 100% right. Because this is his first major challenge.
Right.
He has never fought a Zod before. He knows he's powerful.
This is his first challenge. He's suited up, and it caused these villains to come. This is his first ever super battle.
So you also remember in the fight in Smallville, when Zod takes off his helmet and he starts hearing all the noises of the town, it weakens him.
Mm-hmm.
So if Superman took Zod to space, I mean, Zod was throwing satellites down on people. So he does go to space, and Zod still throws stuff down on Earth. So right. There's no safe place for humans. Zod wants all the billions of humans to die. So right. By keeping him in all of the carnage, Zod seemed fairly used to it by then, but it still affects him somewhat. So there is, it's almost, he's not Superman yet. He will become Superman. He knows his actions. He knows he can kill, but he's also thinking strategically a little bit by keeping mm-hmm. this battle in Metropolis. Do you think that's the case?
100%. And again, it's what do you do in that situation? You got to fight him somewhere, mm-hmm. right? It's gotta go down somewhere. And I thought this movie got a lot of unfair criticism. There are some things about it I didn't get and I didn't super love. But this is a movie. The more I watch it, the more I like it.
Now I'm gonna put this statement in air quotes. But according to us and our strength and our bone structure, we're essentially watching two gods battle. So mm-hmm. they're not concerned. This sounds terrible, but they're not concerned. And look at the way that Costner raised Clark, Pa right. Kent, raised him to, you know, don't show your powers. Okay, like, you shouldn't have saved them. So
that was my biggest criticism of the movie, was Pa Kent.
Yeah, that was weird. And then the standing by a tornado for 12 minutes. But they right. he is trying to fight someone that's his equal power. And so I don't think he knows he's going to go flying through five buildings. And most of the – so I watched this fight with Megan, and she forgot – so in her head, she thought that the two of them destroyed all the structures when most of the damage was done by the ship mm-hmm. beforehand. So, yes, there's a lot of damage between their fighting, but it's not as much as I think people remember it. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, Zod hulks up at the side of a building. Superman gets punched through four buildings. But Zod is shooting lasers. He's mm-hmm. he does not cares about what he kills. So Superman... Yep. Superman just can't fly. All right. If Superman flew to space and said, Zod, meet me here, and this is just my opinion, and probably three other people's, I could probably find them. But if he said, meet me here, Zod would just destroy the city. No, you come to me.
Yeah, he would have sent Ursa and Non and the other boys up there to take him out yeah. and to just keep him busy while I destroy the planet.
Exactly. And so you got to fight him in this area. Now, Snyder maybe could have written it differently than how he wrote it.
But Snyder's strength isn't his writing, it's his visual
yeah.
style.
I agree.
And so when I saw Snyder was going to be making this movie, I was like, okay, so it's not going to be an epic story per se, but it's going to look great, and it's going to really feel the need. It's going to be the opposite of a Richard Donner Superman movie, which is exactly what it was.
And I think that's smart to do. And I mean, there are some really neat moments in this final fight. I guess we haven't talked about the fight itself much, but I love that Michael Shannon, who's in one of my favorite films ever, Take Shelter, he's also in Shotgun Stories, tons of great movies, but he front kicks Superman. And then my favorite gag in this entire fight is when he has the metal pole and Superman doesn't have his vision working quite perfectly yet. So he cuts it mm-hmm. in half, but then Zod just hits him with the other half.
Right.
So it shows his lack of powers and how that, so his powers almost evolve as the fight goes on, and it captures a truly epic scale. But I do wonder why a lot of people are just sitting there watching it. I'd run for the subway.
Yeah, it seems like an odd thing to be watching. But again, people do crazy things.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to react, right? You and I don't know how we would react if people were battling in a major city.
No, not at all.
So
I you know, you see someone getting a verbal argument in Walmart, and you're like, I'm gonna watch this and see what happens.
Oh wow, you're right. People do just stand around and watch, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, one random question I have for you is, how hard, you and I are fighting. We both can fly.
Okay.
How hard would it be to punch me midair? So you punch me 300 yards away. Then I start flying. So your punch has to match up with me moving 50 miles an hour while you're coming at me from an angle. How hard would that be to...
I wouldn't do it, Mark. I couldn't make that happen.
Air punching seems very hard. And in this movie, it seems very easy for them. I almost wouldn't mind it if they missed one mm-hmm. and like went through a building. Imagine if he made that mistake and knowing I made a mistake with my powers. That would have been That would have humanized him a little bit, where he sees the destruction he caused by simply flicking Zod and destroying a skyscraper. Do you think that would have prevented a lot of complaints from people?
I think people naturally like to complain about stuff. One of the things I like about doing this and the other pods with you is that we are very, I think, positive people.
Yeah.
We'll take a movie that has all kinds of rife problems and celebrate what we love about it. And I think the natural tendency with people is to like take something that's 90% good and talk about the 10% that they hated. And so I think you looked at this movie and it looked great, and Cavill just was amazing as Superman, and Michael Shannon was dynamite as Zod. Like everything was great about it. And people's response was, well, Jimmy Olsen was a girl, and you know, there was too much destruction. That was like the comments on it. And it's like, why can't you talk about what was good? Like, what was good about this movie? And so I think that people before were like, people that didn't grow up on Christopher Reeve and Superman, they watch those movies now and they say, oh, he doesn't do anything, never fights anybody. He's just always just saving the day and you know, nothing ever happens in those movies. And then they get this movie where, like, it is relentless, exhausting movie to watch because it's just like fighting and blowing and just like explosions and trains. And you're just like, you can't get a breath.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, then they complain about that. So it's like, you're never going to get in 2020 or 2016 when this movie came out or whatever it was. I think it's 2014, actually. You're never going to get, oh, it was great, and here we go. You're going to get, here's what I didn't like about it.
And there are some really neat touches that a lot of people don't talk about. There's a scene where Superman flies into 106 days without an injury.
That's my only note I have, is I wanted to talk about that sign.
And I mean, that's just a great visual gag. And then Zod gets a hold of Superman's cape.
When he's trying to fly, he's just like hovering.
Yeah, and he spins him around and throws him through four buildings. And when that scene, when the satellite comes crashing down that Zod threw, that
the Wayne
really,
technology satellite.
That really oh wow. And then there's also a LexCorp truck in here, which I kind of loved. But that scene has a very epic feel to it. So this fight, there's a lot of positives to it. I just don't think people wanted to keep the pro. All right, so I have a thing here. A lot of Snyder's themes are on the surface because there's very little subtlety in the story. So do you think that prevents people from digging into the story because it's not subtle?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a perfect way to describe that.
So, but you want, like, so that sign though, that's a fun visual gag. And I think people maybe miss that. Did people miss that? Have you heard people talk about that sign?
I've pointed it out to a few people that didn't see it.
Because it's just funny, isn't it? That's a good...
But here's what I think happened. I think that this, depending where you think the final fight starts, it's like half an hour long, this final confrontation between these two superpowered beings. And it does get exhausting. And I think people's brains shut off a little bit when it's just like building, explosion, building, explosion, building, explosion. So they miss those things because they're not looking for things.
Mm-hmm. So this fight is 5 minutes and 40 seconds, but just when the two square off.
Right.
But that's still an epic fight. So your people were exhausted by the destruction, and they were exhausted by Lawrence Fishburne saving someone from rebar, and the whole Christopher Maloney sacrificing scene. I do love, though, when he crashes that ship, and he's like, a good death, I think he says, is worth it. But I like the guys on the plane, they're like, hurry, like, I got your back. Like, that's a tense scene up there. So when this fight happens, do you think there's a level of exhaustion? And then that kind of kept people from... Looking at the little bits.
This movie is a long movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? So I think just in itself, it's an exhausting movie to watch. Great. I love it. It's fun, but it's exhausting to watch. And so in the last like 10 minutes, you really have to be less than subtle to make things pop out. Because by this time, I'm just so tired from what's like. It's kind of like watching Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah.
Oh, where he's just running and running and running and running. And you're just like, oh, I can't. It's just, you're exhausted watching it.
Now, I've watched a lot of CGI fights since Man of Steel. So you have Wonder Woman, which I adore, but the ending is very CGI character heavy. You have the Iron Mans, which I love the Iron Mans, but at the end it's CGI iron things flying at other CGI iron things. This movie, for me, does a good job of, you know who's fighting. So you don't... You know it's CGI blobs punching each other, but you don't get it. It's overwhelming, but you still have a firm sense of the characters fighting.
It's the exact opposite experience from all the Transformers final fights.
Yes, exactly. Where you don't even know who's good or bad.
You just see a robotic knee come up and hit more robotic stuff that you don't want. It's you get lost in that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess there's a couple scenes I thought were people thought were maybe cool, but where Superman drags Zod's face along a skyscraper, mm-hmm. he knows he's not going to kill Zod or even hurt Zod doing that. Was that excessive on Snyder's scale?
But I don't think yes, he knows that, but he's just trying to figure something out.
Got it.
So I think he's just, at that time, he's just buying time to figure out what the things, you've grappled and you've done some boxing, and have you done any mixed martial arts sparring?
Yeah, of course. Jiu-jitsu, wrestling, boxing, all that.
All that stuff. And again, I'm a wrestler and most of the match is just waiting for your opportunity to do something effective.
Mm-hmm. So and then eventually he got him down and got him in the headlock.
Yeah. And then that was it.
Do you think Zod, I hate saying this phrase, but Zod forced Superman to kill him. Zod probably could have escaped from that headlock. Do you think he was looking for a way out?
I just think Zod, I think he was trying to break him mentally.
Oh, trying to break Superman mentally.
Right. So I think he let his guard down because he's like, you love these people so much. And then not thinking Superman would go that far.
Got it. And Superman went that far. And very excellent moment by Cavill.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm happy.
I think Cavill was brilliant as Superman. I'm team keep Cavill in the cape.
I'm happy about The Witcher and Fallout because that gave him a chance to show his range and his humor. Right. So
Immortals was brutal.
He was more in that for his physique, right? He was just ripped. But if you think about the Thor movies, and no matter what your thoughts are about Thor 1 and 2, once people found out about Chris Hemsworth's sense of humor, and then in Thor Ragnarok, he had a lot more fun. That's my favorite of the Thors because it's more Thor-centered.
You get to choose some scenery.
Yeah, and he just has some fun. So I think if Cavill comes back as Superman, whoever does it will allow him to enjoy, even though I understand completely what Snyder was going for, it'd be nice to see a little Reeves mixed in there with his Superman.
So I think that the Batman movie that's coming out with Robert Pattinson is going to be very kind of going to have some levity in it. If you saw the poster where it's got the bat hanging from the rearview mirror, he's leaning against his car.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, this has got some levity in it.
Oh, that's fun. I hope so. Matt Reeves does add some humor into his films. I mean, the Planet of the Apes movies, which you love, War for the Planet of the Apes and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. They're bleak, but there is humor to be found in those films.
There's moments of joy, and that's the thing that you need to look for.
But yeah, I guess
in these troubled times, we need to find the moments of joy.
I think that this fight, though, a lot of people hate it, and I'm not going to say why people hate it. I just think when I first saw this film, I did not like the destruction. I didn't think about it, and then I read articles, and then I kind of sat on it. And as the years have gone by, we've seen so much more destruction. This doesn't seem as wanton anymore as people thought it was. Yeah, I don't know. But I dig it, man. I don't know. I like Michael Shannon. I do, listen, if someone said to me that this fight is too on the nose, I agree with them 100%. I mean, Zod literally says, you die or I do. It's it's a little, I guess it's just, you almost have to appreciate how unsubtle it is. But
yeah,
I don't know. I like it. I don't think it's as crazy as I thought it was. Yes, there's a lot of destruction. There's a lot of death. But billions would have died if Zod won.
Right. Right.
And I like different comic. I like different variations. I like the X-Men. And I like different variations of the X-Men. I like different Batman. I like different Spider-Man. There is room in this world for various creations of each character. And I don't know. I like that this one. I like that Snyder did something different. He tried something different, and I appreciate that. And this fight, man, it has an epic scale, and I didn't get totally lost in the CGI, so I dig it.
Yeah, no, and the CGI felt pretty seamless in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that out loud.
You're not going to lie?
Not going to lie.
This was good. Well, any final thoughts before we get out of here on this final fights episode?
I just want to say I think that this final fight of Superman may also be the cinematic Superman's first fist fight.
Yeah. Because Superman Returns, he didn't have anybody to fist fight.
No, he lifted an island.
In the second one, they just sort of blew wind at each other.
Right. I guess in part three, he fought that robot girl, but it was more like just like heating up acid.
And Atomic Superman, though. What about four?
Yeah, Atomic Superman, I guess, was his first fight.
But this was his first fight.
this is his first fight.
Yeah, and Zod brought it to him.
Yeah, no, it was not an easy victory.
Well, this was fun, man. Thanks for joining me.
Anytime, my friend.
All right, so for Mark Hoffmeyer, for Adam Hodgins, this is Final Fights. We'll see you next week.